Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Purple Rain Minute Podcast. My name is Michael Dean. And joining me is Ida. How are you?
I'm great. How's everybody doing? What it do, people?
We're doing all right. Are you doing okay out there? Do you feel all right? Well, put your L in the air, wave it from side to side. Y'all know what to do. What? That's some recording I have of Morris saying that. I can't think of where that's from right this moment, but anyway. Also, we have a special guest with us this week. We are here on Tuesday, and we are joined by a Mr. Day Dropping. And what is Day That Be Dropping, sir?
Oh, come on now. They're gonna have to get your subscription, listen to all the podcasts to find out where that originates from.
Yeah, I like that.
All right.
Business mind. Yeah. Well, yes. Welcome, sir. Welcome. So today, of course, as we do every day, this is the podcast where we watch 1 minute of the movie Purple Rain, and then we talk about it, and we do go in order. Let me address something real quick. Some people have been asking me, Mike, where's minute 3 and 4? I downloaded these on iTunes and seem to be missing. So 3 and 4, real quick, we had some technical difficulties during the recordings of those episodes. Not to say that we didn't do them, but...
Oh, no.
Yeah, I think
quite to the contrary.
We did them 3 or 4 times, actually.
Yes, literally 4 times, I think, a piece.
And because of nothing else but me, I've had, like I said, some technical problems. They are in the ether, but we will get those back and do those. But I just wanted to address why.
So they ain't out there yet, then?
Right, not out yet, but we'll get that together. All right. So now today we are looking at minute 11 through 12.
Very exciting minute.
And actually, Ida, we'll start with you. So it starts off. Apollonia turns around.
And she, you know, we understand that but she's nervous. She done seen Prince off stage. The chemistry is hot and crazy. He hasn't said a word. He's making her all nervous, standing behind her and shit. And she just kind of musters up the courage to say, I really like your song too. Very meek and just really liked your song. And she turns around and poof, he's gone. And magic purple dust.
Yes. He just disappeared.
That's all we needed was a cloud of smoke right there. That's
what she said. Perfect. You know what would have been perfect? You know when that person threw the glitter earlier in the movie at him?
Yeah.
This is where the glitter
Nice.
And you've been like, okay, he's just pixie dust. He disappeared.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's a brave, bold move, because listen, I'm not on Prince's level. I ain't nowhere near Prince's level. But when you said fine, female, honey, whatever, like that, and you got the game enough, I catch up with this later. Like, exactly. You didn't get the number. You didn't get the net. Oh, Lord. But that's Prince. He knew that he gonna put this on layaway. I'm gonna come back and cash that in tomorrow.
He understood that me not saying anything is a lot more potent.
There you go.
And like he always does, like when you reference when we saw it in the So Sexy minute, where Prince will let you do something or something will happen, he won't act then. He acts later. He'll react and do something later. He takes stock of a situation and makes sure he gets what he needs to get. He knew that Jill had put the number on the thing. Mm-hmm. He knew, so he's like, you know what? I'm going to get on this later. I'm not going to say nothing to this bitch. I'm going to say shit. And I'm just going to leave and let her wonder about me until I got something, until I want to speak to her.
Yeah, this movie is pre-thirst. It was a lot of thirstiness that is out here these days. Back then, it wasn't as thirsty. So you could, you know... Jet out the club.
Pre-thirst. That took a second.
Funny.
But Prince left, and this is where the movie starts to get a little interesting.
Yeah.
Because to this point, we have been immersed in music and just amazing performances and beautiful people, and now we jump into this great shot of Prince on his motorcycle. Coming down the street to his pulling up to his house, and you know it's cool because he's still dressed as Prince, you know, even in a more he's in the recognizable Prince that we've made know from like the 1999 video, mm-hmm. And things of that nature. He's got the coat, but he's sort of going into the real world a little bit here. He's going and you know, he's coming home, and you hear some madness going on as he comes up to the door, and these are his parents arguing. And you know, we learn later that his father's name is Francis L. But Francis L. is going in. He's going in. I think he's like, "What are you doing? You got no business to be out in these streets. You come home when I say come home."
And he's like, "Come here." She's like, "No." Outside the door before you see them, you can hear him like, "Come here." And she's like, "No."
and Princess is looking down like, "Oh, man, this shit again.
Here we go again."
You know, he seems very pained. Like when he touches the door,
he was hesitant to try to open that door right away. We lead you to believe that this is not new. This is something that goes on. And this is another Tuesday night is what it was.
Yeah, you know? And maybe he knew, too, that maybe I don't run up in there like that. And we'll find out later. So he comes running in, and it's always, you know, it's implanted in my mind, the shot of the camera sort of panning across, like running in there like Prince. That shot is always, was in the When Doves Cry video.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just sort of immortalized. And again, you see Prince running there, and you see his dad is putting hands or shaking the
shit. Putting the paws on him. Yeah, putting the paws on him.
He's just shaking the shit out of him. I mean, he's not hitting it, but he's shaking.
Yeah.
But is this a madness going on? And Ida, what did you think about this?
Well, I love this movie. I'm watching it again, and on the, you know, there's just a lot of energy in it. But you get introduced to Prince's sensitivity. You can see that he's very quiet when he's in the club. He ain't saying a whole lot. People saying things to him, things are happening. Obviously, he's on stage killing it. He comes out, you see the girl. He's not saying anything. But here, you really get to see how sensitive he really is. Like Ernie was saying, like he puts his hand on the door, and he's pained. And you know he's been going through this over and over and over. He know what he's about to see when he goes in. He's obviously probably tired of it. He don't want to see his parents fighting all the time. But his sensitivity and vulnerability to me is instantly apparent in this movie. You see how sensitive he is.
Yeah, and what I was going to throw in there, for those who know, Prince does a line in this section here. And it is straight from what I call, you know, it's from the Mark Hamill School of Acting Power Converters 101. He's, "Please, Dad, she's heard you." You
know, he's heard you. His voice cracks a little bit. She's heard you.
That's the only part in the movie where I was kind of like, ah. He's like I said, early when Luke is, the first time you kind of hear Luke in the movie, something, "I don't know, Tosche Station, get power converters." It's kind of a real sort of nasally, whiny kind of things. He had that little flow there. But Ernie, what did you think about this scene?
Well, you know, here we are. When I first saw it, this kind of threw me off because here we are 11 minutes in. We just got this fantastic intro. You know, you got sensory overload. I know overused word, but sensory overload of the first two songs being played, Apollonia being introduced, him being Mac and Apollonia, and he comes home. You're like, "Ah, yeah, he's coming home." Ah, oh. And then that's going on right there. You know, it's crazy, but it's cool at the same time because it gives you, it shows you that this is more than just a video.
Yeah.
You know, this ain't no musical, although there's a lot of music in it. This ain't a musical. There's some serious shit going on, and let's check this out. There's another moment. There was a whole lot of silence for me watching this movie because they're just, you know, it really gets you. You really get into the movie the first time you're watching it, if you're paying attention. And because you're just.
Uh-oh. You're kind of cutting out on us, aren't you? Are you there?
Sorry. Like I said, you're watching this. There's just so many things going on that you don't. You have to really pay attention to get into it. And I remember seeing this scene, thinking, "Oh man, that's messed up," you know. And you know, we grew up with, you know, some of us grew up with parents fighting. I know my parents did. So you know, I'm watching
mine
this.
Too.
you know, they'd get into crazy, crazy fights like that. And I'm like, oh, I understand, you know, I get it. So it was crazy watching this scene, though. It was kind of personal, I guess you could say.
Yeah, it definitely sort of changes the tone.
Yes, it does.
Of the movie. It's not all fun and games here. It's like, oh, shit.
Right. And it gives you, you can just kind of tell, it gives you insight into Prince's character, what makes him who he is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what he's gone through to become who he is and who we see in the movie and who we see even in outside the movie. Because we all know Prince has been through a lot in his real life, you know, with his parents and in his homes and childhood. So it just really gives you a whole lot of insight. I feel like they did a great job with this. And I'm glad, like you said, it's not just a musical. It's very, it's some real shit happening.
Yeah, these are the beginnings of the making of Computer Blue, pretty much.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
Of the computer. This is the making of the computer.
All right, all right. Mm. All right, well, that takes us pretty much to that minute. So as we always do about this time, we do a movie quote. I'm going to step up.
All right.
And do a quote here. So let's see. Let me get into the frame of mind. All right, here we go. He probably dropped it under his bike and rolled over it.
I love it.
All right. All right. As we always do, we're going to let you know what to find us online. Daydropping, where can they find you, sir?
Find me on Facebook, Ernie Wiles, and I'll see you guys there.
All right. Ida, where can they find you?
Yes, they can check out my podcast at www.chickensexandsemantics.com. And also, obviously, right here.
Yeah, and right here would be podcastjuice.net. Please check us out. We've got a lot of different shows for you. And as I always say every time, work it like a job. We'll see you next time. Peace.